have we got any snake guard stickers? Have you got one? I can see them there. How much are they? 70, have they gone up?
Islamic State's swift capture of Mosul last June took just about everyone by surprise.
The world take its eyes off Iraq. A day ago, the city of Mosul fell to Islamic militants.
The world has now woken up to the threat posed by the city's conquerors, along with the people of Mosul.
They have in their minds only one thought, and that is that they came here to die. All they think of is when this happens. They wear suicide explosive belts and just wait for the time when they'll kill themselves. Running public services is certainly not one of their priorities.
Stomach, which is not his real name, says some parts of Mosul have no water and homes rarely get more than 2 hours of electricity per week.
Electricity is vital to our lives here, but we rarely have any now. I spoke to Islamic State about this, but they told me that we have to accept the situation because during the Prophet's time, there was no electricity. We must get used to living the way people did 1400 years ago.
In those days, you might have struggled to find convoys of 4x4s bristling with high-tech weaponry. That didn't seem to mar the mood during IS's jubilant parade through Mosul early last month. But it might have been a different story had anyone needed hospital treatment.
I have a lot of friends who are doctors, who work in the main hospitals in Mosul, but most of them have fled the city because of the treatment they were getting from IS. There are only few doctors left here now. Things are even worse at the children's hospital, where there are no doctors at all, just nurses.
Ahmed, again not his real name, is a blogger for the website Mosul Eye. He says that in order to be paid for their enforced 20-hour shifts, the city's remaining doctors had to embark on a life-threatening journey to Kurdish-controlled Kirkuk. As for the maintenance of law and order,
IS has closed all the courts we had before and replaced them with ones run under Sharia law. I know a local farmer who used to spend his days herding sheep and cattle, but now he's a judge who decides who will live or die.
It's been more than 100 days since me and my brothers last left our home. This had made us all very sad.
Marwa, whose mother is a local teacher, says many schools are now closed. And in the ones that are open, Islamic State militants have banned the teaching of anything they consider un-Islamic.
They have stopped simple science lessons on how we breathe and the parts that make up the body. They say this is haram. In math, they stopped teaching of basic calculations. They insist it's not important for a child to understand such things.
England, well, a dry enough start for many, one or two showers across the southeast at the moment, but these showers that I've already highlighted out west will come to greet you during the course of the day, so watch out for those. But there will be some sunshine, top temperature of 18 degrees. For Northern Ireland, watch out for the fog first thing. That will take a time to clear this morning, not too many showers to report first up. This afternoon, a mixture of sunny spells and showers, top temperature of 14. And to Scotland, some persistent rain in the northeast and across the Solway at the moment. In between, a mixture of sunny spells and showers.
Had said that once the National Crime Agency was operational, she'd consider whether it should take control of counter-terrorism policing. The agency, which was set up a year ago, already has sweeping powers to direct police forces to conduct investigations. decision was made in light of the recent increase in the terrorism threat level. It was raised to severe in August in response to...
Supports ports and railway stations to prevent the spread of Ebola. The chairman of the Home Affairs Select Committee, the Labour MP Keith Faz, said an immediate response to the crisis was needed. The United States is to set up screening for passengers flying into major airports, while three more people have been taken into quarantine in Spain. From Madrid, Lucy Williamson reports.
Two doctors and a nurse have now joined those being monitored in the quarantine unit here at the hospital, one of whom has reported signs of fever. Two other patients have since been discharged. Only one case of Ebola transmission has so far been confirmed. Yesterday, a doctor in...
legislation 2 years ago. Stamp duty will be replaced by the land and buildings transaction tax, designed to be linked more closely to what property buyers can afford. Instead of landfill tax, there'll be a...
Take it now and drop. Tell him I'll drop it up there. Then you can drop the crash and carry it. I'll drop it later on.
Well, I've got to go down there to that shop, can't you?
Yeah, sure. You've got a shop number? Yeah. I don't want to call it. I've got information. 01782.
Hang on, phone. Oh. Give him a bell.
Oh?
Just give him a bell.
That's... one of these doors.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You've got it,
so what have you been eating?
What
have you been eating?
That's a cheap key, my fault.
No, that, these are for there.
No, 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 no.
Well, nothing in chickpeas.
Why is that?
Still young, yeah.
Yeah.